Unit 12, Free Time. Page 82. 2. Talking about your free time.
So what did you do last night?
Oh, I went to see this new play, Hello You, at the Playhouse in town.
Oh, right. Was it any good?
Yes, it was okay. I've seen better things.
Oh, so do you go to the theatre a lot?
Yes, quite often. Maybe once or twice a month.
Wow, that's quite a lot. I hardly ever go. I prefer to go to the cinema or just go out with friends.
Yes, I've always really liked the theatre. I actually go to a drama club and sing with a group of people as well.
Really? So what kind of things do you sing?
Lots of things, really, but mainly musicals. West Side Story, Chicago, things like that.
That's great. So are you any good? I mean, do you sing solo or what?
No, I'm okay, but I'm not that good. I just like singing.
Oh, that's great.
What about you? What do you do in your free time? Have you got any special hobbies?
Unit 12, page 83. 5. Pronunciation. Adding information. 1.
I went to see this exhibition, Art in Time, at the National Gallery.
Two.
I stayed in and watched this programme, World at Sea, about dolphins.
Three.
I stayed in. I'm reading this book, The Yakuza, about the Japanese mafia.
Four.
I went to this new restaurant, Tito's, in Market Street.
Five.
We went on a day trip to this place, Leeds Castle, with the school.
Six.
I went to my karate class at this sports centre, the Sobel, near my house.
Unit 12, Free Time, page 84.
I know this probably sounds strange, but I can't stand Manchester United. I hate their manager and I hate their players, who get paid too much and think they're the best. I hate their TV station. I hate their souvenir shop. And I really, really hate their fans. You see, I've got nothing in common with 98% of their fans. Because, unlike them, I was born in Manchester. I know a lot about football. And I've been to Manchester United's ground, Old Trafford. I particularly hate their fans around the world, who I've met when I've been abroad, and who say to me, "Oh, you come from Manchester. Do you like football? I love Manchester football team very much." The thing is, you see, I support the other team in Manchester. Manchester City, not United. I always have done, and I always will. I'll be a City fan until I die. I grew up in Moss Side, Manchester, in the 1950s. And my dad supported Manchester City, so I did too. When I was growing up, he always used to say, You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your football team. It's part of your family history, part of who you are. The new Manchester United fans, who first got interested in them when they won the treble, Champions League, the FA Cup and the Premiership in 1999, will never understand this. They only support them because they win things. Supporting a football club is about more than that, though. It's about hope and belief. Even when everything is going wrong, and your team has just gone down to the second or third division, or you've lost a big match against your local rivals, you have to believe that things will get better. We were a huge club when I was a kid, and we will be again. Nothing lasts forever. And one day Manchester United will go down to the second division again. And we will win the league again. Then the rest of the world will know how big Manchester City really are. Dreams like this have helped me through the bad times in my life. Like after we lost the cup final and then my first husband left me. Football has helped me learn how to be a good loser. You have to be able to laugh at life, don't you? Anyway, I've got a new boyfriend now. And I love him almost as much as I love Manchester City. I take him to all of the matches, and he says he enjoys some of them. He's perfect for me. If we ever get married, I'm going to wear my 1968 League Champion shirt to the wedding. It's got the name of the best City player ever on the back. Mike Buzzer Summerby. I'd ask Kevin to dress in a light blue suit as well. He'd look very handsome in it, I'm sure.
Unit 12, page 85. 5. Using grammar, superlatives. 1.
She's one of the best players I've ever seen. She's brilliant.
2.
He's one of the worst players I've ever seen. He's useless.
3.
It was one of the worst places I've ever been to. It was awful.
4.
It was one of the best places I've ever been to. It was really beautiful.
5.
It was one of the worst things I've ever eaten. It was disgusting.
6.
It was one of the best things I've ever eaten. It was delicious.
Unit 12, page 86. 2. While you listen.
What's that you're looking at?
Oh, it's a magazine. It tells you the courses you can do.
Oh, yes. But you go to English classes already, don't you?
Yes, yes. I'm not looking for English classes. I want to study something else. My teacher said it's good for my English. I'll meet people. I'll speak more in English.
All right. Good idea. So, what you thinking of doing?
Well, there's a photography course that might be good. I like photography.
Yes, me too. Is it just about taking photos, or do they teach you how to develop pictures as well?
What was that word?
Developing. You know, when you actually go into a dark room. No lights, and actually make the photos. You know, put them in chemicals and stuff.
Yes, yes, okay. It doesn't say. It just has the time and price.
Maybe you should ring up and find out more about it. Does it have a number?
Sorry?
Is there a telephone number you can ring to get more information?
Yes, but speaking on the telephone is quite difficult for me. I get very nervous. I'll just go to the college.
Would you like me to phone for you?
Yes, it's not a problem.
No, of course not. Yeah, pass for the magazine and I'll ring now.
Okay, thanks. That's great.
By the way, have you done any developing before?
Develop? Oh, yes. Yes, one time at school, but it was a long, long time ago.
Unit 12, page 87. 5. While you listen.
Hello, St. Peter's College. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm phoning to inquire about the evening photography classes you're on.
Oh, yes. And what would you like to know?
Well, several things. The main thing is if the course is just about taking photos, or do they also teach you how to develop photos?
Yes, they do both. The first week is in the classroom, and the following week is in the darkroom.
Okay, and do you need to have any previous experience?
I'm not sure. I'll put you through to someone who knows more about it. Just wait one moment, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm ringing about the photography classes you run in the evenings.
Yes, what is it you'd like to know?
Well, just whether you need to have any previous experience to do the course.
No, not at all. We take absolute beginners. And then we also have some people who may have done some developing before. And also some who are continuing from the last course.
Okay. And the price of the course, does that include all the materials?
Yes, for what you need for the classes, everything is included.
And just to check, course starts next week on Tuesday, right?
Actually, that's a misprint. Several people have had the same problem. It's actually on Thursday.
Thursday, okay. But at the same time, 6 till 8, yes?
That's right, yes.
And the course lasts for 10 weeks?
That's right.
Okay, that's great.
We've actually only got 2 or 3 places left. So if you want to join us, you better be quick.
Okay, we will. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Hopefully see you next week.
Yes, that sounds good. Bye.
Review. Units 9 to 12. Page 90. Contrastive stress.
When's your wife going to Russia?
She's not. I am. Next Friday.
I saw your new car outside.
It's not mine, it's Ian's.
Listen and check your answers. 1.
My friend Anne is coming to visit.
She's not your friend, she's mine.
2.
You forgot your book.
It's not mine, it's yours.
3.
It's Anna's, isn't it?
No, it's not hers, it's mine.
4.
This is all your fault.
It's not my fault, it's his.
5.
Did you lot make this mess?
No, it wasn't us, it was them.
6.
When did you do it?
I didn't do it. He did.
Consonant sounds. L and R.
L. R.